Hi, I'm Marianne of Green Art.
Hi, my name is Phil DeSormo. I'm with Current Retro.
Hey, Etsy listeners, this is Mandy from Be Naturals.
Hi, I'm Mary.
And I'm Tess, and this is the Etsy Success Podcast.
We're part of the seller marketing team here at Etsy, broadcasting from Etsy's headquarters in Brooklyn.
This podcast is powered by Etsy and is your source for tips on improving your shop and for inspiration from your fellow sellers. So, Valentine's Day is coming up soon, which is a really big shopping holiday for lots of Etsy sellers. Have you seen any interesting Valentine items on the site lately?
My partner and I don't really do Valentine's Day. We're like not a Valentine's Day couple, but I really like that a lot of sellers are capitalizing on their like Galentine's Day kind of stuff. So I'm hosting a ladies' night. I'm trying to do more of that. And so I was looking at all sorts of bath and beauty stuff and like nice soaps.
Yeah, I haven't really been looking as much, but I did see a Cupid costume for a bearded dragon.
And to be clear, you don't have a bearded dragon.
No, I don't. But it still brightened my day. It's made even more cute by the fact that bearded dragons, when they're looking like straight at the camera, they just automatically like look like they're smiling just because of the nature of their mouths.
And I'm sure it was a very handsome model.
Of course. Yeah, it never gets old to look at pictures of bearded dragons in costumes, I have to say.
Yeah, and Etsy's a spot for Cupid costumes for bearded dragons, for sure.
Yeah, you know, think about the other people in your life that need some love on Valentine's Day, right. Not just your...
Everybody needs some love. Yeah. Your gals.
Your pets.
Your partners. Your bearded dragons.
Yeah.
All of them.
Obviously.
They all need the love for Valentine's Day.
So, yeah, I mean, a lot more people are searching the site right now, looking for Valentine's items of all kinds. So it's important to really nail your customer service, especially during these like key shopping dates.
Totally.
Because more people are going to be looking at your shop, and it's another opportunity for you to earn repeat customers by making an impression on them.
Right. Yeah. And I think that that's also something that's usable throughout the year. I feel like we're getting like repeat buyers, especially. But right now, when people are shopping for specific kinds of things and people may or may not have been on the site before, it's a great way to like introduce people to your work and that kind of thing. Like I remember getting plant stands from Etsy and I had never bought from this seller before. And I got them and I was so excited. And then I opened it up and had a little note that said, "You're awesome." And then it had a little coupon for a repeat buying, and it was like not a massive amount, but it was still like a thing that was like, you thought of me?
Me? I'm awesome.
I get $10.
Yeah, I mean, that's what makes them memorable to you. There's also sellers who will include small gifts in their packages. Like I've had a seller that I ordered from before where I got a necklace, and when it came, not only did it have like a really nice note saying, like a handwritten note saying thank you, but it also had a little free vintage brooch that came with it.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, so I always remember that seller. And yeah, now you're going to be more likely to buy more plant stands for your mini plants.
Yeah, I mean, I think that I wrote that in my review of them. I was like, I will buy from this again. I need more plant stands. And I also think it's like a reminder that it's coming from a real person. It's not coming from like some warehouse somewhere.
Yeah. And also just showing them that you're thinking about ways to make their life easier. Like, because this is a gifting time of year, it's really nice to add special touches like offering gift wrap, because you just eliminate that step for them.
Definitely. And like, I would say 100% of the time, they're better at the gift wrapping than I am.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
And like, that's exactly the kind of customer service that keeps me coming back, mm-hmm. and like keeps me thinking about them. And I know that you talked to somebody who totally nails the customer service.
I did.
Aspect.
I talked to Betsy from Betsy Farmer Designs. She sells hand-stamped jewelry, so she gets a lot of Valentine's Day orders. She's based in Snohomish, Washington, and she's been selling on Etsy since 2010. Her really great customer service has earned her so many repeat buyers and 5-star reviews, so we talked about that a bit today. So welcome, Betsy. Thanks for talking to me today.
Of course. Thanks for having me. I'm really excited.
Can you tell me about the first piece of jewelry that you made?
The first piece of jewelry that I made was with my kids' names on it. And that's why I got started, was because I really wanted a necklace with my boys' names on it, but I wanted to make it on my own. And so I did and bought the materials to do it and went out in my garage and hammered. And then just worked really hard at it and thought, well, maybe I should try selling these on Etsy. I had a friend tell me about Etsy. I didn't know what it was. Yeah, that's how I got started.
That's so cool. What did you do before you started selling full time?
I was a dental assistant for 7 years. So I worked with lots of little things and tools, which I loved. I loved doing that so much. But after I had my kids, I knew that I wanted to stay home with them. I was kind of my first child was about to start preschool. And, you know, we wanted to bring in a little extra income to provide for preschool. So that's how it started. We're like, okay, let's see if we can make a couple $100 a month. Next thing you know, we were doing that. I was like, wow, okay, let's try to increase that a little bit more.
So you have lots of really glowing customer reviews. How do you go about creating a really awesome customer service experience?
I think that a lot of it is communication with the customer. Obviously, I have to provide a great product, but before that, before they even get their product, it comes down to customer service. So it starts from the very beginning. When somebody sends me a message, you know, I try to get back to them as soon as I can. If I can't answer their question right away because I'm not at my computer and I don't have, you know, maybe photos in front of me to send them, then I definitely let them know, hey, I'm out running errands. Can I get back to you in an hour or two or however long it is? Because I think that's really important for customers to know that, you know, I know I saw your message. You know, I can't reply to it right away. But just to let them know, and then, you know, try to answer all their questions as well as you can. Sometimes it can be challenging because it all is, you know, it's all online, but just to try to be as detailed in your answers. I always try to add a little bit of personal details in there. Sometimes if they're messaging me at 6:30 in the morning and I'm replying back at 6:30 in the morning, a lot of times they're like, wow, you're really fast. And I'm like, well, because I'm sitting here drinking my morning coffee, you know, looking at my email. So then they kind of get a little picture of who I am, you know, and I think that that's where, you know, social media comes in great there, because I post a lot of personal things on social media. And so they can kind of see, you know, who I am, who's behind Betsy Farmer Designs.
Another aspect of customer service that I think people really appreciate are just, you know, when you go that extra mile to make things a little easier for them. Like, for example, I know that you offer gift wrap in your shop.
I do get asked a lot to gift wrap an item. I send items as gifts all the time. And so I had a pretty generic gift wrap for Christmas, because I did sell, you know, I still sold a lot of Hanukkah stuff this year. And so just something that's kind of works for all holidays, I think, is really important. And something that's fairly, well, for me, you know, my jewelry is minimal. It's not super flashy. And so I don't really want super flashy gift wrap. And so it was pretty simple and kind of my style. And then I made sure that it was, you know, it was packaged differently. It was in a bigger box. It was a box within a box. So that when they opened up, you know, because the post office is going to kind of trash that outside box. So, you know, I tried to make them look so when, you know, someone opens it, it's like, oh, wow, you know, and we put little snowflake tags on them during the holidays and stuff. And I knew I wanted to be pretty serious with it because, you know, people are paying extra for this service. You don't want to price it too low because it does take a lot of time to gift wrap something, you know, compared to just my regular packaging. But then you also don't want to price it too high, because obviously no one's going to pay for it if it's too high. And then you want to make sure that they can see what it's going to look like, because, you know, ultimately the person buying it isn't going to see it because it's going to somebody else. And so it's nice that they can see what it's going to look like. They can kind of expect it, and they can envision whoever they're sending it to. They can envision what they're opening and they can see it and be like, oh, okay, that's what they're going to get in the mail.
What have you learned about setting up clear shop policies?
To be very clear. Shop policies are really important because they can set the tone for your shop, for sure. In this day and age, sometimes I think that we get in this mindset that if they order something, it's going to ship that day or the next day. And that's just not the case when you're making handmade items. It does take a while. And so it's nice to be able to put in there, you know, hey, my turnaround time is, you know, 3 to 5 days, which is pretty typical for me. I've always kind of stuck to that turnaround time. You know, it's just nice to let people know what to expect. I get a lot of repeat customers. And, you know, a lot of times as soon as their username comes up, I know. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah. You know, and I'm so excited. It's like, oh, they're coming back. And for those kind of customers who have spent their hard-earned money with my shop, you know, they're just, They're great. They're so, I just appreciate it so much. And I try to, you know, throw in some free things for, you know, the ones that are just keep coming back. Just let them know. I appreciate you so much. Appreciate that you are putting your, you know, your trust in me to make these special gifts for you, and that you love them enough to keep coming and buying them. For what I make, it's really nice when people have that option to come to me for, you know, birthdays or new babies or weddings. They know that they're getting something that's completely personalized for them. This just brings a tear to so many people's eyes sometimes too. It's very personal. And some of the stories that I hear from my customers about why they ordered a certain piece have brought me to tears. Like, it just, it's amazing, and they are the best.
Can you think of any of those stories right now?
Well, I could, but I probably will start crying. The one that stands out the most was a man. He was terminally ill, and they had given him about 2 weeks to live, and it was right before Christmas. I was swamped with orders, like just swamped. And he sends me a message, and he wants to prepay for me to send his wife Christmas presents, Valentine's Day, her birthday, Mother's Day. It was unbelievable. And so I looked him up a couple weeks later, and he had passed away about, I don't know, 5 days after our conversations. And his wife sent me, you know, messages thanking me for each gift that she received throughout the year from him. And it was just, wow. So, yeah, I mean, just the stories like that are just unbelievable.
Wow.
Like, yeah. Makes you love what you do.
Yeah, I mean, how does it feel to be in touch so directly with your customers' lives like that?
It was so special. It was just one of those, like, okay, I'm going to drop whatever I'm doing right now, you know, and I'm going to make sure that this man gets his, you know, his last wish fulfilled. And it was amazing. It was truly like, wow, I'm doing something more than just, you know, pounding on some metal.
Yeah, that must feel really incredible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. So, and then obviously the happy moments, like new babies.
Of course. What are the times of the year that you think about gifting in your shop?
Definitely Christmas, and definitely Mother's Day. Valentine's Day is definitely a little bit of an increase in sales. So I try to make sure I don't plan any time off or vacations around those times. And Father's Day is also a really big one, and graduations. And then, you know, throughout the year, you've just got weddings and birthdays and stuff. But for those, the main holidays, the big are definitely Christmas, Mother's Day, and a little bit of Valentine's Day.
What tips do you have about marketing your shop for Valentine's Day?
Actually, I went into my shop last week and I changed some things. I set up a section in my shop for Valentine's Day gifts. And so people could just click on that and be able to see some great ideas. Now, sometimes people just, you just don't know what to get somebody.
Yeah, definitely.
And so it kind of, you know, it gets rid of all the ones that aren't real Valentine's Day related. And then definitely changing some keywords, you know, changing up some titles so that they are more appropriate for Valentine's Day than Christmas, and trying to get some, you know, more lovey-dovey heart type stuff in there is also helpful.
Yeah, sometimes shoppers don't actually know that you have a gift that would be great for their partner until you present it in such a way that they would think of it that way.
Yeah, exactly. Because, you know, I do, I mean, yes, most of my stuff is geared towards women, but I do have some stuff for men. You know, I have tie bars and keychains, which, you know, having those special nicknames stamped on them, or their date of their wedding, the anniversary, something like that. Those are always great, unique items for Valentine's Day.
How did you learn which keywords really worked for you?
I try to go into the Etsy stats and kind of look and see which views that I've had the most of for certain keywords. And then I try to be pretty unique with the keywords so that it doesn't just say, you know, Valentine's Day. Because if someone's going to Etsy and they're clicking on, you know, in the search bar for Valentine's Day gift, they're going to just get millions of stuff, you know?
Yep.
So you just have to try to be unique. You have to kind of look at your product as from the outside and say, okay, well, how would I describe this? How would I search for this? But that can get challenging, you know, sometimes trying to come up with new keywords, or trying to, you know, come up with something that's really going to click well with customers, and change them up. You know, don't always use the same ones. My main thing, I think, for having an Etsy shop is you have to stay active in it. You can't just set up a shop, put some things in your, you know, in your shop and then just kind of sit back and wait for sales to come in. That's not going to happen. You know, you really have to be in your shop, moving it around, changing things up, changing keywords, updating photos. For me, you know, since I work by myself, and so all the photos are done by me. And so a lot of my older listings don't have as good as photos because, you know, I like to say I've gotten better with time. And so, you know, trying to find the time to update the photos and, you know, make them clearer, make them more, you know, appealing for, you know, certain holidays. For Christmas, I definitely, you know, I put in some Christmas themed things in my shop to kind of help promote those a little bit more.
Could you give me some examples of the types of keywords you might use?
You know, I look at my shop and it's simple, it's minimal. And so I use those keywords a lot because if I'm searching for my style of jewelry, I don't want the big flamboyant jewelry. That's, some people love that. It's not my style. And so I use, you know, minimalist grandma or simple earrings, keychain for dad, tie bar for boyfriend.
What advice do you have about navigating more tricky customer service situations?
Try to be as patient as you can. Try to work as well as you can with them so that both parties are, you know, that you're both happy, but ultimately you want them to be the happiest ones, you know, and it's just trying to do whatever you can to make any situation right with them so that they do have an enjoyable experience and they come back and they tell their friends. For me, you know, anytime in my shop online, if I have any issues, you know, if they're on it right away, or they are even just communicating with me right away, that's the most important thing.
You get lots of custom orders. Are there any rules of thumb that you follow when it comes to those custom orders?
To be as detailed as you can, first of all, with the customer, to know exactly what they want. I have reworded item descriptions I don't know how many times to have the customer try to let me know in that box to seller, you know, if they want these capitalized or not, because autocorrect will automatically capitalize things. And so I've learned through customers who have received their order, not how they wanted it to look. I've learned to always double check. Did you want this capitalized or not? Like, you know, we go back to that customer service and communication. Communicate with your customer. Just double check. Make sure that you're making it exactly how they're envisioning it.
Are there any memorable custom orders that you've created?
Man, so many. So there's one that I was actually talking to my husband about last night because it just is really special. And it's, I have a customer that comes back every year. This is her 8th year that she's come back. And she orders just a tiny little silver disc. And each year it has a different number on it. And they're getting bigger. And this year was a number 8. Last year she told me why she was ordering these discs with a 1, a 2, a 3, a 4, a 5, a 6 on them. And it was the years of sobriety that they're celebrating for her mother-in-law. And so when she came to me this year needing another disc with an 8 on it, I knew why I was making that 8 this time. I'm making this because somebody has struggled and they are struggling every day for their sobriety and they're making it, you know, like 8 years, like that's huge. And so, you know, stories like that, I love it.
Yeah, I can't imagine how it feels to know that what you're making is touching people's lives in such a deep way.
Well, and they're wearing them, you know, they're wearing them like these are pieces that aren't, you know, they're not big statement pieces. They're not big flashy pieces that only go with one outfit, you know, and they're wearing them every day, all day long. You know, they go with everything, at least in my opinion. And they can, you know, have, if they have lost babies, you know, they can have those lost babies right there next to their heart forever, or their anniversary in Roman numerals, or, you know, whatever is special and meaningful to them, they can have right there, you know, on them, you know, as long as they want. And it's just, it's such a great feeling. You know, I go back to those, you know, busy seasons like Christmas and Mother's Day and Valentine's Day. I always kind of get this little really unique sensation on those days because I know that so many people are opening up gifts that I made for them. And it just warms my heart, you know, like wow, I've got like hundreds of people opening a gift today that I made and I'm still in shock. Still so, you know, every single cha-ching, it's like, yay! You know, it's every single one is so appreciated and I love it.
Now it's time for the lightning round, where we have collected questions from the forums for you to answer. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay. Monica from GS Mahogany asks, what are your top tips for success on Instagram?
I try to post things that definitely just show who I am. And as you can see, I am absolutely obsessed with knitting. And I sometimes feel like I probably post way too many knitting photos because my business has nothing to do with knitting. And I feel like, okay, I should post some more jewelry photos. But, you know, then when you get the dark, gray, rainy days, you can't post new jewelry photos every day, right? And so, and then just putting in some of the, you know, the chicken photos or, whatever, maybe something I'm doing that day or just trying to be personal. And then also getting back to people that, you know, send comments your way, you know, answer them. When they're commenting, it's just not going out into the void space. Yeah, it's actually being read, you know, and you're replying. Even if it's not really something to reply to, you can still reply with like a heart so that they know you read it.
Anne from Woodsparkle says, how do you set yourself apart and gain exposure?
Take good photos and try to keep up with the trends. But setting yourself apart, I think sometimes it's just being, you know, trying to be personal with the customer, getting back to them right away. Because, you know, if you're the shop that's getting back to them, but they message five shops and you're the only one that got back to them, that's going to set you apart. That's going to say, oh, okay, this person actually does want to work with me on this custom order. So I'm going to order from her.
Christine C. from Pyrite SOL says, how did you start off? Did you have one or two bestsellers or did you just post your favorites?
I posted my favorites at first after I started selling certain favorite items. You know, I knew what was working, what was clicking, what people were buying, what they were searching for. And then I always, you know, I have some things that are ready to ship because there's a lot of people that don't want to wait for that 3 to 5 day turnaround. But you learn over time what works and what doesn't. And some listings you just kind of let expire after after their time is up. You're like, okay, that didn't really work. So let's let it expire or let's put it on sale or something and move the product. So
Amanda Taylor 295 of Amanda Taylor Sculpts asks if you have 3 pieces of advice for a new seller.
Find something you love. Love what you're making. Love what you're selling. Have great photos. You know, they've got to appeal to customers and have amazing customer service. Get back to your customers. Let them know that you're there for them, that you want them to have an enjoyable Etsy experience so that they will keep coming back to you.
Thank you so much for answering all my questions, Betsy.
Thank you so much, Tess. I had a blast.
As always, we'd like to bring this episode to a close with Shop Talk. We post a question in the forums and on the Etsy Success social channels, and you send us your answers by either calling in or emailing us a voice memo. This week, we asked you to send in recordings of your work process. We loved hearing all of your submissions. Here are some of the clips you sent in.
Hi, everyone. My name is Amanda Jones, and I'm the owner and creator of Nature Nymph Creations. Today, you'll be hearing the first stages of a hakule, or better known as a flower crown. Hakules are made with all natural materials. Raffia is the base material. And so today you'll be hearing 6 strands of raffia braided to start the hakule.
Hello, I'm Lisa Fedorova of Bags Accessories, and here is a part of my work process. My embroidered machine, create a new design.
Hello, my name is Nikki Luck and my shop name is Nanalika. The sound you're about to hear is me revealing my beautiful gold foiled artwork. It's the sound of the foil coming off of the print.
That's it for today. Remember to subscribe on iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. Tune in next time when we'll be talking about tips for building your brand on Instagram. Thanks for listening, and see you next time.